السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرتك عبد القادر صاحب الله سبحانه وتعالى grant you an عفا عافية and good health. So تعالى accept the efforts of deed and inshallah الذي may Allah سبحانه وتعالى take Marcus Sahaba from height to height, strength to strength, defending the integrity of the Sahaba al-Kiram. May Allah ta'ala also make us Ashik-e-Ilahi, Ashik-e-Rasul, and Ashik-e-Sahaba of Kisab. The platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Jazakallahu khayran to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 28th of Muharram, 1447. Hence, tomorrow, Friday, after Maghrib, we should be scanning the sky and looking and scanning the sky for the new moon, the crescent of Safar. And if the crescent is sighted, it will usher in the month of Safar, and Saturday will be the first. And if it's not sighted, then automatically Sunday will be the first of Safar. Allah Jalla Wala, let that happen, whatever is best for us. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Today, Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbil Alameen, we focus on chapter 51, Surah Zariyat, and our starting point is verse number 7, and we continue right up to verse number 14. But before we do that, we need to have a cross-reference to understand today's lesson properly. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the Noble Quran teaches us, وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْبُرُوجِ. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala taking an oath on the celestial creation that you see above our heads. So whether it be the clouds, whether it be the planets, whether it be the stars, the sun, the moon, and everything else. So Almighty Allah states, وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْبُرُوجِ. And there in the skies, you will find the planets, you will find the stars, you will find the creation of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. That is the beginning of chapter number 85. And then Almighty Allah Jalla Wala also informs us, كُلٌّ فِي فَلَكِ يَسْبَحُونَ, that whatever celestial creation they are, they all are moving in their own orbit. You don't hear that one is encroaching on the other. There is perfect harmony amongst them. And that is Qudrat ka Karishma, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. So remember that, you know, when you are swimming, so that is the word Allah Ta'ala uses here. كُلٌّ فِي فَلَكِ يَسْبَحُونَ, that each one of them is moving in their own orbit. Chapter 21, and that is Suratul Anbiya, and Almighty Allah mentions this in verse number 33. So chapter 21 and verse number 33. So everything you will find in the Noble Quran and in the Sunnah Mubarakah, تَفَكَّرُوا فِي خَلْقِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تَفَكَّرُوا فِي اللَّهِ, wonder, ponder, and reflect in the creation of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Do not wonder, ponder in the Zat, in the essence of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Now you come to today's lesson, chapter 51, and verse number 7 to verse number 14. Wasamai. So waw for qasam. Waw is there to take an oath. And inna Allah aqsama ala kulli dhi shan. Verily Almighty Allah only takes an oath on that which is significant and important. Zatil hubuk. وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْبُرُوجِ. What is the ذات? ذات is لتحسين الجملة. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mentions it to enhance his beauty, glory, style and diction. You know till today in the Arabic literature, the Quran Sharif was, is, will always be number one. Why? Because it comes directly from him. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, it is Kalamullah. It is Kalamul Malik al-Muluk. It is the Kalam and the direct speech from the King of Kings. So therefore it is so beautiful. Only if you understood the rudiments and basics of the Arabic language. وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْحُبُكِ. And in disguise and so forth, Allah Ta'ala has made pathways. Pathways for who? For the angels and for the celestial creation, the stars, the moon, the planets and whatever else, what we know and we don't know. And there's no accident amongst them. Remember that they're working in perfect harmony. كُلٌّ فِي فَلَكِ يَسْبَحُونَ. As I mentioned to you just now, that they're all moving in their own orbit. But you human beings, you forever differing. إِنَّكُمْ لَفِي قَوْلٍ مُخْتَلِفٍ. Verily you human being, the masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation, that you in your speech, you are مُخْتَلِف. Somebody says Qiyamah will come, that is the believers, the day of justice, the day of judgment will occur, and you have the secularists, the capitalists, and the people who are totally ignorant and atheists. They say they reject the day of justice. They say seeing is believing, and believing is seeing. So therefore different diverse opinions on that. But for us it is not an opinion, it is an article of faith. You must believe in it on the day of justice, the day of resurrection. Those people who are rejecting it, يُؤْفَكُ أَنْهُ مَنْ أُفِكُ. Remember this word ufik and yufaku means that people who mail, al-mailu anil haqqi ilal batil, people who turn away from the truth and they go towards the batil and falsehood. So yufaku anhum an ufik. So the people who are misled from the truth are those people whose habit is this, to turn away from the truth. Like today, the 7 billion people, remember, who have turned away from Islam, majority of them are those that they don't even want to look for the truth and search for the truth. Their life is only khana, peena, sona, pakhana. Their life only consists of eating, drinking, sleeping and relieving themselves. Allah Jalla Wala states, قُتِلَ الْخَرَّاصُونَ قُتِلَ الْكَذَّابُونَ. Allah will destroy those liars and people who make hasbara and people who are making propaganda and speaking big lies. Allah will decimate and destroy them. Who are they? الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي غَمْرَةٍ سَاهُونَ. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي غَمْرَةٍ أي فِي جَهَالَةٍ سَاهُونَ غَافِلُونَ. So there are those people fi ghamra, ghamra in their ignorance, sahoon, unmindful, totally they don't care at all. They just carry on with life as normal. So remember, for them, Allah Jalla Wala will punish them sooner or later. And these are the same people that when you interact with them, then they will try and be sarcastic. And what will they say? Yes, alone, they ask. They were asking, and they are asking, and they will continue asking. يَسْأَلُونَ أَيَّانَ يَوْمُ الدِّينِ. They will ask, when will this day of justice occur? مَالِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ. Islam is called deen because it refers to political, social, economic justice. Everywhere there must be justice, with Muslim and non-Muslim. So they are asking, when is this day of reckoning, day of justice, day of judgment? So Almighty Allah responds, يَوْمَ هُمْ عَلَى النَّارِ يُفْتَنُونَ. It is that day when they, the non-Muslims, and the people who are sane and mature, the ones who rejected the day of justice, هُمْ عَلَى النَّارِ يُفْتَنُونَ, that they will be burning in the fire and in the inferno and in the blaze. And Almighty Allah has enshrined and mentioned this in the noble Quran, chapter 33, and that is Suratul Ahzab, verses 64-65. Everything in the Quran, subhanallah. إن الله لعن الكافرين وعد لهم سعيرا. Verily Allah has cursed the non-Muslims who are saying in mature male or female, and Allah has already prepared for them the blazing fire in the inferno. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. They will dwell and stay there forever and ever. Eternal doom, eternal gloom. لَا يَجِدُونَ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا. Hence there is no protector for them and there is no helper for them in the hellfire. O Muslim, read, Allahumma ajirna minan nar. O Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam, the fire, the hellfire. Allahumma ahfadna min. Ya Allah, we are very weak, Ya Allah. You know us better than we know ourselves. Save us from all types of punishment and chastisement. Yawma hum alan nar yuftanun. You are asking mockingly, sarcastically. So Almighty Allah states, ذُوقُوا فِتْنَتَكُمْ. Taste your punishment now. Taste your chastisement now. How Abu Jahl, Amr bin Hisham, it was his name, and his kunya was, remember, Ignoman, Abu al-Hakam. فَسَمَّاهُ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمْ أَبَا جَهْلٍ. Mustafa صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمْ called him Abu Jahl. And he was the person who used to walk around the gullies, alleys of Makkah Mukarrama and say, أَنَا الْعَزِيزُ الْكَرِيمُ. I am the powerful one. I am the generous one. So Almighty Allah speaks of his punishment. In chapter 44, Surah Dukhan, and verses 43, right up to verse 49, and then Allah addressing him. In chapter 44, verse 49, Zuk, you Aba Jahal, taste this punishment. Innaka antal azizul kareem. Ala sabili tahakkum. In balagha, in rhetoric you call it, Allah is mocking him. Allah is being sarcastic with him. Because you are the one, you said you are very powerful and very generous. Now taste the punishment. So that is for an individual. And yea, is for the collective. ذُوقُوا فِتْنَتَكُمْ. Taste your punishment. There in Jahannam, in the hellfire. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma inna nas'aluka jannatal firdausil a'la. وَنَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ سَخَطِكَ وَغَضَبِكَ وَالنَّارِ. Ya Allah, we ask of you the highest stages in Jannat al-Firdaus. We seek your protection from the fire and from Jahannam and from your wrath and anger. هَذَا الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تَسْتَاجِلُونَ. This is what you were continuously hastening. Bring the day of Qiyamah, bring the day of justice, bring the day of judgment. So now it appeared, and it came and it occurred. And see what is your consequences, your results, and everlasting doom and gloom. Therefore, we told you before and repeat and reiterate chapter number 3, Surah Al Imran, verse number 194. Wala tuhzina yawm al qiyamah. O beloved Allah, do not disgrace us on the day of justice, on the day of judgment. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 28th of Muharram, 1447, and it is day number 657, day in Ghazza al-Mubarakah. These are the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, globally, and internationally. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. 13 jutlas dispatched to hell. MashaAllah. Our Hamas doing a great job against these jutlas and dispatching them one-way ticket to hell. Our Jihad Islami also helping, and we love Hamas because they're standing up against all the forces of evil, whether it be America, whether it be Israel, whether it be India, whether it be Europe, whether it be NATO or whoever else, Harami, it might be the Arab regimes and so forth. And the Wall Street Journal has said that Trump, your name is included in the Epstein file. So Trump is in big trouble. He's being named and shamed in his own media in America and the GOP. Do you know the GOP? The Grand Old Party, because they are the oldest political party in America. The Republicans, they call themselves GOP, and the GOP are very worried that their leader is a rapist, he's a felon, he's a criminal, and remember, he's already guilty of 34 charges, and the masses are asses. 78 million voted for this idiot and fool. If you go to Google and press the idiot, you will see Trump's figure, Trump's name comes out. How you like that? You try it yourself, press idiot in Google, and you will see Mr. Felon, Mr. Rapist, Mr. Harami, snap will come and photo will come. The Jutlas, according to the Haaretz newspaper, one group of them want to assassinate Bibi Netanyahu, Netanyahu, the war criminal. Both of them haramis. Both of them deserve to go to jail. And we make dua every day. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik. Ya Allah, you place your dogs and your punishment on them. Now listen to this, you Muslims. And you also Jutlas. I know you're recording me. I feel very honored, you Jutla, you Harami. So you must remember this. We say to the Ansar, Radio Ansar, international listeners, and to the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaah, the Prime Minister of the State of Israel, that is Netanyahu, Netanyahu, the war criminal, the Chief of the Army, Zamir, you see, they want to cease fire now with Hamas. You know why? We are losing too many men. Can you believe that? You're supposed to be the most powerful army, and this ragtag group, they're not even an army, and they're taking you on, 10,000, 15,000 of them, but because of your foolish policies, so now Hamas has become 100,000, and we are Hamas, and they are defeating you. So now you are begging for a what ceasefire, because they're hitting the hell out of you, and they are targeting your army and army personnel, not the babies and the children and the innocent civilians, men and women, what you haramis, Israelis are doing, and so forth. You have become the scum of the earth. You have become the laughing stock of the earth. The Jutlas, they are complaining. They were attacked by pro-Palestinian forces and supporters in Rhodes. You see that? The countries are condemning Israel, but they have very strong ties with them. So the speech alone is not enough. We want action, Europe. We want action from you. Sanction Israel. What you did with apartheid South Africa. And why can't you do it with Israel? Because it's your blue-eyed, illegitimate child and harami. We need to name them and shame them. The settlers murdered, saved Musallat. You see that? So that Musallit, the Musallat, depending how you want to pronounce it, is an American citizen, Palestinian, and the settlers murdered him. Where is the justice for him, Trump? Where is the justice for him, Huckabee? You're huckling again and heckling again. He is supposed to be the American ambassador there. So why is there no rights for him because he's a Muslim? The ultra-Orthodox Jews and the police in Israel are fighting one another. And it was open warfare last night there in Jerusalem. The ultra-Orthodox with their caps and hats and everything and their big, big overcoats, they donnering and hitting the police and the police hitting them. Quran Kareem says, Ba'asuhum bainahum shadeed. The war between them is very severe. تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. You think the Jutlas and the Jews are united whilst their hearts are fragmented. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. This is a nation and a people who got no brains. They are the murderers of prophets and messengers. They are the murderers of babies and children, the haramis. Curse forever till the day of justice. Remember that. So you'll see all that. How you like this story now? So one American journalist, he says this Mr. Macron and Mr. Macron, he says that wife of Macron of France, she is a he, and is fooling the people and so forth and so on. And this is a mock marriage and a sham marriage and so forth. So Macron and his wife got so livid and angry and so forth. They have him for libel, you see that. They're suing him and so forth and so on. So this that's a nice story. They're saying, Macron, you're so mixed up. You see that when you look at her also, she looks like a small witch. You must remember that, the harami. So countries can sue each other for climate change. Now we want to see when they sue one another, how long that battle will take place. It will take maybe years and years. Everybody will play for time and so forth. Listen to these two stories, you Muslims. Now, you see, America wants to build up support. But every time they try, the world is telling them, your favorite child, your harami child are war criminals. What they are doing is unprecedented in human history. They're behaving worse than Hitler also. So the Tunisian president, Qais Saied, he's another murtad. But anyway, on this issue, he's right. So the Tunisian president showed, you understand, the American envoy, Witkoff, or whoever hell went there. He said, what you come to talk to me? Look at all the children and all the babies you Israel are killing, starvation, extermination, and all that. He totally humiliated the American envoy and showed him all that. Your Azhar al-Sharif, as they used to write, you know, Azhar University. So they used to light before, when I went there and all that many times. So then they used to say Al-Azhar al-Sharif, but now it's no more Azhar al-Sharif, it's Azhar al-Khabis. So they are the puppets, you must remember, of Sisi, the Pharaoh, the Murtad, the Harami, and Shaitan. So now they issued a tweet, you see that, on Twitter. And they said, no, the people must help Gaza, they must do this and do that. And then Azhar University removes it. Are you all scholars or you scholars for dollars? People who sit on the fence are guilty of a major, major offense. Ya Ahl Azhar, Al-Sharif Awil Khabis, Antumul Munafiqun. So are you munafiqs or what? Are you hypocrites or what? 10 workers killed in Turkey in wildfires. They went there to rescue and 10 of them got killed. You see that? North Korea, I like him. You see, we like him. We like Putin because all of them speak against Israel. That North Korea, Kim Ching Chong, whatever his name, he says, Israel is an illegal state. It's a non-entity. We agree with you, sir. MWL, Muslim World League, Rabita Alam Islami, the Murtad, Isa, he calls himself as a Pakka Harami Murtad. He goes to Afghanistan and he met the Prime Minister there of Taliban and so forth. Haiti, Port of Spain, you know that? So there the children, the youth are busy. What is their favorite hobby now? To rape. They just catch young girls. They catch women and they just rape them. There's anarchy there. Total mayhem and chaos in that part of the world. Allah have mercy on the people there. Brazil to join South Africa in the genocide case versus Israel, the rogue apartheid Nazi regime. India buys more and more oil from Russia. And America is very concerned that why is India doing this? So they're telling you we're an autonomous state. You can go to hell. You don't come and dictate to us, you see that. So that's good, India. Remember that certain things will condemn you. But where you are right, we will praise you for that as well. Listen to this, how the bullying tactics of Trump and that works. Columbia University has to pay the Trump administration $200,000 fine. Why? For not protecting the Jewish students there. So meaning when the Palestinians march and so forth, they humiliate the Jews and the Israeli state. So this is an old tactic of the Jutla, of the Zionists and the Yehud. They always want to play victim, you see that? So even here they're playing victim. And now he, you know, that the Republican Party is in the pocket of the Jutlas and the Jews. So now they will have to pay a fine of $200,000. So yeah, the foreign minister of Mozambique woke up from her slumber. It's a female, right? So she says everything that the West stole from Africa must be returned to Africa. Go to all the museums there in London and America, and in some museums you will find how many things they stole from Africa, you see that. And not only Britain, the whole of Europe, you must remember. You go to France, you go to Germany, you go to all these countries and see Italy and what, and you will see some things that they stole from here. Thousands have marched against Zelensky, and they say that he's a harami. So Putin is smiling all the way. Yes, Zelensky, I told you long time you're a harami, and now your people are telling you you're a harami, that you are an idiot, and so forth and so on, and they want to topple him also. Let's come to our beloved country, South Africa. Mackenzie is the Minister of Sports and Culture. He is the president of his party, the Patriotic Alliance, PA, and now his person suspends Kenny Kunene. He is the deputy president. You see that? So this party here is 100% Zionist, and they are jailbirds and so forth. So remember that they are disgraced and humiliated. What the hell they doing in the government of national unity is beyond, you know, belief. But that's how South Africa functions. So yesterday in America, big things happened. So South Africa and America is reviewing the bilateral ties with South Africa. And then they had a vote. So 34 to 16. So the vote carried and they said, yes, now it will go to the Senate and then it will go here and there. Then it will go to Trump and so. It's a long process though. But the thing is, there will be sanctions against some ANC officials. You see, our problem, this is the truth. We must admit and confess to the truth. If you ask 90% of the Muslim in the whole world, not only South Africa, we don't know politics, we don't know deen, we don't understand nothing. We're just like sheep, you understand? Just follow the Pied Piper. So you ANC, you should be blasting all this here in the world. You America, we got three questions for you. When the nationalists, the Boer and the whites were in government, you were the last major country in the world to speak about sanctions. Because Ronald Reagan used to say there must be constructive engagement and no sanctions against South Africa. So that's the first point you must use. Then say that you, shame on you. You know what apartheid was, but you supported it to the hilt. Number one, President Nelson Mandela, they said he is an icon, international, global, all that. 1994, the president of South Africa, but you, America, called him a terrorist. And you only removed him from the terrorist list in 2008. So what the hell are you speaking about? You must remember human rights and democracy and so forth and so on, and telling us. The biggest thing is because South Africa took Israel to the ICJ, and that is your blue-eyed child, a harami child, illegitimate child. So therefore, it's hurting you. But the whole world is seeing it. How you were not prepared initially to sanction South Africa under apartheid. The day will come, you'll have to speak against Israel. So you, ANC, you have so many points, but you'll be fighting among yourself. You're a hopeless lot you are, you know. So Yoma, and the biggest fault ANC making, that when the first ambassador was expelled, and he deserved to be expelled, as you know, because his statement he made against the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, murtad out of the fall of Islam, as far as we're concerned. Then that Jonas is there, he's wasting his time. You need to send an ambassador there, proper ambassador, who can speak to them regarding our deals and so forth and so on. So ANC better wake up there instead of filling your pockets and so forth. Zondo says South Africa cannot have a weak NPA. You see that? So we need a national prosecution authority that is strong and they prepare to take action. The MJC, go on with there. Another FARC up. FARC. V-A-R-K. You see that? So MJC, so late last night, you see. So I came back after 9 o'clock, had supper. I said, let me see what I was cooking on the emails and on the WhatsApp. I saw this. So I sent it out. The Majlis. We love Majlis. We love Hazrat Mohana Mufti Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib Hafidhullah. He said that MJC are the pork kings. Maulana is a master of English. He can write a dictionary. So Hook, you're catching it, you see. I told you. They're going to humiliate you, disgrace you, but you won't listen. وَنَصَحْتُ لَكُمْ وَلَاكِنْ لَا تُحِبُّونَ النَّاصِحِينَ. We give you advice, but you don't like the advice. You, the Sunni Jamiat Ulama, we salute you on that issue. My cousin and my connection, Asif Latif, we salute you, congratulate you. Wonderful, wonderful letter you penned out on behalf of the Sunni Jamiat Ulama to address Sahuk and told them you've gone far beyond your jurisdiction and you take them. And you, the agents, wake up. You should get the high-powered power lawyers involved and tell them we take you to court. Dance al di proper dance, you must remember that. Well done to Asif Latif there, you see that. So yesterday I was there by Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab. We had a double bonus, Hazrat taught Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif. So I said, hey, very good this, you see that. So that, so it was a double header, very good. Allah grant our Hazrat Siha Afia. Inshallah, according to plan, that is what they're saying, and they sent message to me. Next week, Thursday, Hazrat Mawlana Qamru Zaman Sahab Hafizullah is expected to land in South Africa. Make dua, Hazrat, Allah grant him Siha Afia. He's well in his 90s, you know. So today's programs will be, inshallah, Mufti Hassan Ali from America, currently based in Pakistan, will be interviewed, inshallah, by Mona Zahid Khan, 8:30 to 9. And then we will have a program between 11 and 12, our fiqh regarding nikah and related issues. Between 1 and 2 will be the tafsir. Our program starts today to go to TP. Do you remember TP? TP, Transvaal Pretoria. That was the old Boer time, you see. Now it's no more. We don't have TP and TH. TH, Transvaal Heidelberg, Heidelberg. So whenever I write Pretoria, I put TP. So like that. So you must know Transvaal Pretoria. So our program starts, inshallah. We should be there, inshallah. Ahmed Abdi, myself, Maghrib time. And then we will be there by Mawlana Ahmed Dokra's place, Hafidhullah. And Isha time, we will be there in Masjid Aisha, Mohan Abdul Razak over there, and Jamaat Salat Day Isha is 7:10, and then there will be Qiraat, and I think Anat Sharif, and so forth, and then our lecture. It won't be live on the radio, but I think they have live streaming there, you can listen to that. And then tomorrow, this program here, Junaid Mota. So this program here, remember that we're doing now, 5:15 to 6, will be from the masjid tomorrow there in Pretoria. You just phone me on my cell, and then we will take it from there, inshallah al-Aziz. Everything will go as normal, and then Fajr, and then after Fajr, we'll have another program, Nasiha program for them. And then tomorrow, Jumu'ah, we'll be there in Masjid Hamza. So Rashid by Muhammad, the chairman, president there. Allah Ta'ala reward him, and inshallah, the lecture will start at 12:25 tomorrow, inshallah. Jima Salim Kareem, we have 10, 11 minutes, so let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, can Hanafi women read behind the Imam of the Haram Sharif, inshallah? Question.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Whether you Hanafi, whether you Shafi, whether you Maliki, Hanbali, if you read any salat behind the Imam, you read first salat, you read witr salat, you read Taraweeh salat, whatever salat, your salat is valid. If you're asking regarding your salat is valid or not, is valid. Go open Ahsanul Fatawa. There's a big long discussion there. Second one is this: what is better? He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his time already discouraged the women from masjid and said, go read in your home. Go open At-Targhib wa Tarheeb and the story, the hadith of Umm Humayd As-Sa'idiyya. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ya Umm Humayd. I know you love to read Salat behind me here in Masjid Nabawi, but your house has three portions, the front, the middle, the back. You read there, your reward will be much more. You will receive optimum reward. You see that? And that is authenticated by him, Sheikh Nasruddin Albani, rahimahullah, his Targhib wa Tarheeb, Al-Mujalladul Awwal, Volume 1. Then in Abu Dawood, Mustafa, rahmatulil alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the golden era of Islam already said, وَبُيُوتُهُنَّ خَيْرُ لَهُنَّ. Their homes and houses are better. So if you read in your hotel, you'll get much more reward. But if you read behind the imams of the Imam of the Haram, tomorrow is Sheikh Awad al-Juwani. So he will deliver the khutbah, jummah, and salat. So if you read salat behind him and in the past, so you will read tomorrow, your salat is valid. But what is better, you read in your hotel room. So then you will receive the optimum, maximum reward, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, if a mother has sufficient breast milk, will she be sinful if she does not breastfeed her child?
100% remember that when there's no excuse, then she must breastfeed her child. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala speaks of this in the noble Quran. وَالْوَالِدَاتُ يُرْضِئْنَ أُولَادَهُنَّ حَوْلَيْنِ كَامِلَيْنِ. The biological mother is supposed to be breastfeeding the baby and she can't refuse. It's compulsory upon her to do that. Yes, if there's an illness, sickness, or the milk is not agreeing or something, that's a different issue. But in normal circumstances, it's compulsory. And the maximum period of breastfeeding is 2 lunar years. Go and see the noble Quran, chapter number 2, verse number 233, and you will find everything there. And that doesn't mean you have to breastfeed for 2 years. Now after 5 months, 6 months, 8 months, 9 months, now you want to wean the child, W-E-A-N. So فَإِنْ أَرَادَا فِصَالًا أَنْ تَرَادِ مِنْهُمَا وَتَشَاهُرٍ. So when you, husband, wife, father, mother of that baby, you want to now wean the child, so both of you must agree, the husband, wife, it must be تَشَاهُرٍ. It should be done with mutual discussion and consultation. Marriage is not that you, the husband, you're the amir, you're a dictator and sit there on your laurels and think of hadi. You're the Amir. Amir means you must make mashura. Watashahurin. Go open Kanzul Ummal, Kahadith Kitab, the saying of Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen, radiallahu anhu warda. He said, La khilafata illa an mashura. You can't become a khalifa and a ruler. You must discuss and so forth and so on. So shura, anything shura 42 in the noble Quran. Do you even understand the philology, the history of it? You see, when you have your bees and you have your honey, then you have your honeycomb. So you don't just take anyone. You take out the best from the honeycomb. So that is mashura, shura, mushawara. You listen to the opinions and then you take the best one out. So husband, wife must discuss this and so forth. So when will we wean our child? And then they both reach consensus and then you go to something else. But before that, you must give the milk. Remember this. Mother's milk is the best. Till today, when I think of my mother, I cry. Because I went well over 2 years, 2.5 years or whatever, you understood. Because why? Because that's the special attachment we have with our beloved biological mother. Who can forget? Every person's mother is so special. And remember that is 2 years in the fatwa according to everybody, 2 lunar years. Only Imam Abu Hanifa, I was a genius, you know. So he said, it's not that today the baby is having milk and tomorrow you say stop. He wouldn't listen. So we give grace of another 6 months, you see that? So 30 months, 30 lunar months, وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ ثَلَاثُونَ شَهْرًا. So he uses that verse there, Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, chapter 46 and verse 15. But the fatwa is on 2 years, remember that, 2 lunar years.
Mufti Sahab, somebody wants to know why men can't listen to women's voices reciting Qur'an al-Kareem. But women can listen to male reciters.
So you must remember we are Muslim. Muslim means Islam. We submit, surrender to the Quran Sharif. We surrender and we submit ourselves to the Sunnah Mubarakah. So listen to Quran, what it says, for the greatest of ladies of all time and all places. Ya Nisa An-Nabi. Oh, you, the honorable spouses of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, lastunnaka ahadim minan nisa. You are not like other ladies in the world and so forth. In ittaqaytunna fala tahdana bil qawl. So you have greatest taqwa and piety and so forth. So do not speak in a soft tone and so forth with the strange man and so forth. Why? فَيَطْمَ أَلَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَضٍ. The people who have nifaq, hypocrisy in their hearts, they will start having thoughts and so forth. وَقُلْنَا قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا. You must speak in a firm tone and so forth when the need arises to speak to strange men. Chapter 33, verse 32. We'll come back to that. There was an African person, Rajulun Aswad, and when he used to pull the camels, you see, and the ladies are sitting at the back, you call it hoodie. So now Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told this African person, Sahabi, Anjasha radiallahu an, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Rifqan bil qawarir, that suqan bil qawarir, oh you Anjasha, Don't sing so much, so much, so much that the camels will go into overdrive and they will start racing. The women there at the back will get so concerned. And don't tune up your voice so much. The hearts of the women, it starts breaking. They will fall in love with your voice, you see that? So remember that. Now women, when they sing, they read Qirat. You can't see them or you see them. And now you say, Aitabohari lage, let me tune her up, and so forth and so on. You see that? So Islam promotes a pure and a chaste society. Islam will never allow, you must remember, women singing and the men there hitting the tabla and giving kawali and the pesa fake and tamasha dek and all that. So Islam sorts things out and nips things out in the bud. If that is the law for the Azwaj Mutahharat, the greatest ladies and honorable mothers of this Ummah, chapter 33, verse 32, then how can today's lady, that she's on video and she's on the TV and she's dressed up to like a doll and so forth and reading in front of all and sundry be permissible? Absolutely haram it is. For the men, it will apply. You must remember that, because we have to teach the deen to everybody. So you must remember that. So it's good, like me, we don't have good voice, you see that, old man, old voice, all these things, but still we get proposals. So you must remember that. So there's a big difference between the two. So our constitution is not my logic and your logic. Our constitution is the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah.
Mufti Sahab, which dua did Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam make when he left Hazrat Hajar and Ismail alayhi salam in Makkah? Was it Surah number 2, verse number 126, or Surah number 14, verse number 37?
That Surah 14 one is right. You must remember that the Sheikh Said Baghdash, you know, the great muhaddith, the great scholar of hadith, and is a Hanafi. Sheikh, you understood, Awama, he's there in Istanbul, so this is his son-in-law, Sheikh Said al-Baghdash. So he invited me once to his house. So I told him, Sheikh, me, I'm not worried about your tea and kahwa. Give me books. So he looked at me. I told him that, you remember what Mutanabbi said, Khairu Jalisi Kutubi. My best friend are my books. So he gave me a whole box of books. You see that? So go and read his book on Zamzam, Tarikhuhu wa Fadailuhu, the history of Zamzam, the virtues of Zamzam, masterpiece it is. So the dua he made, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, he left his honorable wife, Sayyida Hajar radiallahu anha. He left Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam, the ma'asum baby, biwadin ghayri di zara'in inda baytikal muharram. So where was I? Sunday, we were in Hazelmere, and there by Hafiz Zabihullah, his son Hafiz Muhammad completed his, and Hafiz Muhammad's dada, Haji Ghulam, you see that? So Dawood, he was elated, delighted. So the brothers from Medina Munawwara came. So I was speaking to them. I said, Jitum min wa biwadin ghayri zi zar'in ila ghabati Afrika. Jitum min zamzam ila marajil Bahrain. You came from the valley, there was no vegetation, habitation, to the jungles of Africa. You came from the place of Zamzam, and you came to the two oceans in South Africa. They looked at me and he was so happy, you see that. So he made dua, biwadin ghayri zi zar'in inda baytikal muharram, when there was no vegetation, habitation there by the Baytullah. Rabbana, ya Rabbana, liyuqimu salat, ya Allah, let them establish salat. Faj'al afidatam minan nas, ya Allah, let the hearts of some people be inclined towards the Baytullah. You see how many million people going for Umrah and Hajj. Tahwi ilayhim warzuquhum minat thamarat. Sheikh Said Baghdash writes under this, the Sahaba Tabi'in used to say, وَرْزُقُهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ. So the first thing Allah gave them was Zamzam. You see that? So that dua he made, they needed food, they needed water. So that's the dua he made. Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam, chapter 14 and verse 37. Barakallahu fiqh. Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.